My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth. It's part of the Secret Recordings Network, here with brand new episodes every other Friday. Make sure you hit subscribe wherever you listen, be it Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Hit that subscribe button so you don't miss the next episode. And you can keep the conversation going as well between episodes. Make sure you give us a like and a follow on the socials, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. We are at Pod Magical. If you were listening to the last episode, we had a surprise message for James, who thought he was in the car going to London for the weekend. Well, actually, he was listening to the podcast in the car when we revealed to him that he's actually going to the airport to go to Disney World. If you want to see James's reaction, his mum and dad filmed it, so you can have a look at his reaction to that. It's great. You can have a look at it on our socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pod Magical. Same place to go if you've got any planning questions. This is the question I'm going to answer this week, because I get this pretty much every day. So hello to Katie and everybody else over the last couple of weeks who've asked me this question. When is the dining plan coming back? Or when is free dining coming back? Usually around now, there'd be a good offer for free dining next year. Now, last year, for 2022, for the holidays now, it was like a monetary credit. Previous years, we've had the dining plan, which isn't back yet. There is an offer at the minute for this summer with 20% off hotel rooms, if you have a look at that at the moment on the Walt Disney World booking website. But as in terms of next year and free dining, nothing at the moment. The problem with dining that they have got is if you've tried to book any reservation at a Disney World restaurant, it's 60 days before you can book it. And pretty much on that 60 days, a lot of the reservations have gone. If you're looking for things like Space 220 or Ohana, some of the really hard to get restaurants, they've gone. You can be lucky if you're staying on site when your 60-day window opens. If you book at the end of your holiday, because you get that extra 10 days on the top, towards the end of it, you might get to book something like that. But the problem they've got at the minute is that the restaurants aren't up to capacity. I think this is a staffing issue more than anything. So they can't really sell you a dining plan if you buy it and then you can't reserve any restaurants that you want to go to. People aren't going to be happy. So that's why the dining plan's not on offer. So I think it's going to be a while before we see the dining plan and free dining in that way coming back. It's probably going to come back at the same time that they get rid of that awful park reservation system, which is still with us. So I think we're talking probably at least next year before we hear anything. And in terms of any offers, at the moment and the time of recording this, I don't know any. Again, follow us on socials and we'll see if we got any news for you. As soon as we get any, we'll let you know. And don't forget, if you want to be a guest on the podcast, if you love talking about Walt Disney World, do drop me a message as well. Let's chat with this week's guest, can't we? Let's get some Disney World memories from Louise. Thanks for joining me on the podcast, Louise.
Thank you for having me.
So, when was the last time you went to Walt Disney World then?
So it feels like yesterday, but it was actually ages ago. It was 2017.
Oh, right. So quite a while ago. Are you ready for another trip soon?
Yeah, desperate for another trip. But we've got a one-year-old and a three-year-old. And I went for the first time when I was like nine.
Right.
I don't want to wait that long, but I think maybe four and six. I just think otherwise it's such a lot of money to go out there and for them not to enjoy it.
Four and six is a good age. It's quite...
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah. Because at four, can one of them sit on your knee on the plane? Does it work like that?
Oh, do you know what? I don't even know. I haven't even looked at that. I didn't even think about that. I hope not. I'd rather they both had their own seats.
Yeah, just trying to save you a bit of money.
Yeah, oh, thanks for that.
I'll research into it. I'll get back to you. So tell me, why do you love Walt Disney World?
It's what I hear a lot of people say, but it's that feeling of home. No one does theming like Disney does. No one does the smells. No one does the magic. And as soon as you sort of walk down Main Street, you just... of just flood of just memories, and it ticks all your sensations and your senses, and it's just, there's nowhere like it in the world.
So you said you were 9, was it, the first time you went?
Yeah, so, well, I was 8, but almost 9, yeah.
So what do you remember about that first trip?
I don't remember an awful lot other than feeling quite overwhelmed with how big the roads were and how hard it seemed to get everywhere. It was my parents' first time as well as we went with another family, and no one had been before. No one had even been to America before. My mum didn't like flying, so in order to get her on the plane, my dad had to promise another holiday, because she was absolutely certain she would hate theme parks and hate Disney. So he promised her another trip to Spain afterwards. So actually, right, when we got back from Florida, we went to Spain like a month later.
So what did she prefer, Spain or Walt Disney World?
She preferred Disney.
Yeah, so did she like theme parks in the end? Did you convert her?
She's not a ride person, no. But she has the magic, so she just loves it.
You don't have to be a ride person though, do you, when you've got shows and parades and fireworks?
Absolutely not, no. Even just sat on Main Street, I could just happily sit and just people watch.
Oh yeah, all day long. And especially now with Genie Plus and it being busier, you're not getting on as many attractions, so it's quite nice just to take in the atmosphere.
The Genie Plus has given me the fear. Just what I hear about it, and just I'm speaking to some of my friends and we're just saying it just feels like it's taken a bit of the magic away, which is really sad.
Yeah, a little bit. It's a little bit stressful and it's expensive, but you don't have to use it.
That's true. I did, I heard you say that on one of the podcasts I've just listened to about not using it, and actually you enjoyed the days better that you didn't have it or something.
Yeah. And to be honest, by the time you go in a couple of years, it probably will have changed again.
That's what I'm hoping. Yeah.
I can't see it going back to the old free fast
passes.
Realise
it's a bad idea and just sack it off.
Just sack it off. So what are your favourite Walt Disney World memories from your visits?
I've got quite a few, and it was hard. I've been thinking about this and it's so hard to sort of just narrow it down. One of my favourite memories is when I went on Tower of Terror for the first time.
Yeah.
I went in when I was 9 and I didn't go on. And my dad made me go on when I was 12. When we went back, he's like, you'll love it. So he got me on, and the whole drop sequence, I screamed, I cried. My dad actually was terrified. He thought he'd scarred me for life. And we got down the bottom and I was like, I want to go on again. That was amazing.
You love the terror.
And he was like, oh my God, I thought like you were just scarred for life. And I was like, no, I loved it. Yeah. And ever since then, I was like hooked.
Yeah. Would you say that's your favorite attraction?
Yeah, that is my that's my ultimate. I was really lucky to get to work on it, and it's just, yeah, it's been my, ever since when I was 12, it's been my favorite attraction, and it was like a dream to be able to work there. And when I got the opportunity to work on the ride, I just couldn't believe my luck.
So you used to work at Walt Disney World?
Yes, I did.
Didn't realise we had a former cast member on the podcast. So was it just...
Oh, yes.
Was it just that attraction you worked on?
No, so I've done 3 programmes. So when I went first in 2008, I worked at the Grand Floridian at the Citrus restaurant.
Yeah.
And then in 2009, I worked on Tower. And then I went back from 2010 to 2011 to do the cultural programme and work in the Rose and Crown in Epcot.
Oh, right. You probably served me at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because it's now back, isn't it? The cultural exchange programme. So how did you get on it? Is it quite easy to get on? What's the process?
I obviously knew about it because it's the same company that does the international summer programmes.
Yeah.
And I was literally on the flight on the way home in 2009, and I was absolutely distraught. I've never been so upset leaving. And I was just on my phone applying on the way home, and I was just desperate to go back out. And you have like a telephone interview, and then you go for a face-to-face interview in London, and then if you're successful, they give you like an option of dates to go out. So I was really lucky to not only do the summer program twice, but actually get to do the year program.
Yeah. So you're out there for full 12 months.
You go out for 12 months, and then you have the option of extending your visa for 3 months after that. And not everyone gets the extension, but I did. So it was like 15 months in the end.
And do they sort out visas and things like that?
Yeah, so the company's called Yummy Jobs, so they sort all that out for you.
All right, but do you apply through just like Disney Careers or something? Is that where you found it?
No, so how I found it was when I went on holiday to Disney in 2005, we were actually coming off Tower and we were being served in the merchandise shop. And the girl behind the desk was English. Ah. And I was like, how is she working here? I was like, she's got my job. And I just went up to her and I was like, excuse me, I hope you don't mind me asking, but how are you working here? And she said, Yummy Jobs. And I was just like, what's she on about, Yummy Jobs? And she wrote down on a piece of paper, and I lost the piece of paper.
Oh, no.
And I was so upset, but I remembered her saying Yummy Jobs. And so I searched it when I got home, and it came up. And back then, it was a really small company, and it literally did that one program. And I applied, and obviously, yeah, the rest is history. But I'm so thankful. I don't even remember her name. So thankful to that girl for telling me, because if it wasn't for her, I would have never heard of it.
She might be listening now. Hello to you, if that's you. Give me a shout. I'll put you in touch. So when you worked on Tower of Terror, did you get to be the person who closes the doors and, like, you know, to tell people to put their arms up to check the belts and stuff like that?
Yes.
And do you get to keep the uniform?
Yes. You're not supposed to.
Read between the lines. You're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to.
No.
But it may have fallen into my suitcase. Okay.
If Mickey Mouse is listening, you haven't got the uniform.
Definitely haven't got it.
Is Mickey good to work for? Is he a good boss?
Yes. It's crazy. Sort of, I found that management in certain areas were better than others.
Right.
But also, I was very young back then, so it's kind of like, you don't care, you're in Disney, you work your shifts, and you get to free in the park, so it's just incredible for that.
So you must have done pretty much everything at Walt Disney World. You must know all the tricks, all the best restaurants, all the best food and stuff like that.
I feel like I used to 10 years ago, and now so much has changed. I just feel like I'm really going over and just learning everything again.
So what would be your favourite restaurant? Because a lot of them are still there, aren't they? There's a few new ones, but I think some of the old favourites are always, you know, they're never going to change, are they?
Yeah, so I mean, I think it comes up a lot, but I just love Boma.
Oh, whatever, Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yes, the taste sensations you get there is just amazing. They have like I can't remember the name of it, but it's like a peanut soup, and it's so good. Yeah, I mean, over the years, I've eaten at so many. Brown Derby's a really good one as well, if you want like a signature dining. And for like a really good one that not many people know about, but the Whisper Canyon Cafe.
Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah, that's just good because it's funny, and it's got a lot of like guest participation,
yeah,
which I just like, because you wouldn't know. It's not like when you go to 50 Prime Time and you know that probably something's going to happen. With this, you could just turn up and be expecting a meal, ask for something, and then this whole charade happens. You'd be like, what is going on here?
Is this the one where if you ask for ketchup, they bring you about 20 bottles?
Yeah. Yeah, and everyone has to get up from their tables, and you just end up with everyone's ketchup bottles on your tables.
Sounds good. Put it on the list for next time.
Oh, that's great.
And more Disney memories in just a moment, but let's get the latest news from Disney World first, and let's talk Halloween, because Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party is coming back after the After Hours event last year and nothing the year before. You can join the Sanderson Sisters, the Headless Horseman, the Boo-to-You Parade, the Fireworks, the Pumpkin King, Jack Skellington, Atlas, all the sweets. all the chocolate because trick-or-treating is going to be back. And there's a special Halloween-themed 50th anniversary celebration commemorative print for people who go to this year's not-so-scary Halloween party. Dates run on select nights right through from August the 12th. That's the first one. The last one being on Halloween itself on the 31st of October. Ticket prices start from $109 to $199. You can get your tickets from the 18th of May unless you are staying in a Walt Disney World Resort hotel, and they go on sale from the 12th of May if you're going to be staying on site. So the Halloween party is back. Other news from that, they've got the Halloween party merchandise that's been released. The Finding Nemo musical, The Big Blue and Beyond, that's been announced to open this coming summer. The Connections Cafe and Connections Eatery at Epcot have been opened. And away from the parks, you fancy a Disney cruise? The Disney Dream is coming over to Europe for the first time with select sailings, four-night sailings from Southampton next summer. Don't forget, you can keep up to date with all the news from Disney on our socials. Give us a like, give us a follow. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, wherever you are, we are at Pod Magical. And do what Louise did. She's our podcast guest. She loves talking about Disney World. She sent me a message to come on the podcast. So let's get back to Louise, shall we? She used to work at Walt Disney World. She used to work for Mickey Mouse. So I'm guessing you wouldn't have stayed at any of the resorts when you worked over there.
We stayed for the odd night.
Yeah.
So I've stayed at like Fort Wilderness, Wilderness Lodge as well. But I've never, when I've been on holiday, we've never stayed at Disney. We've always sort of stayed in a villa.
Have you got a particular favourite resort though?
Because I worked there, the Grand Floridian is always going to be my favourite.
Yeah, and they're giving it a bit of a makeover, aren't they? I hope they don't change it too much.
And it just, it smells amazing when you go in.
Oh, it doesn't it just, especially at Christmas?
Oh, because of the gingerbread house.
That gingerbread house, amazing. So Grand Floridian would be the greatest resort at Walt Disney World, but you say you prefer when you go as a holiday maker on vacation, you prefer to stay off-site.
Yeah, we just always have done. I think because we just find it easier if we're going to other places. But I think when I go next time, I'd want to stay at Disney. So I'd want to have that experience.
And do you drive around when you're in Florida?
Yeah, I don't. My dad does.
Yeah.
But I would do. But yeah.
When you were working there, how did you get around? Did you just have to use all the buses all the time? Was there just staff buses and things?
Yeah, so Disney put on staff buses from like the accommodation to wherever you're going. Or we used to have a guy that we knew quite well that had a taxi. And you'd just ring up Cal and he'd pick you up for like a couple of dollars. We'd all like bungle in the back of the van.
So have you got any good insider tips when it comes to planning or anything like that? Anything you picked up over your time or over your holidays?
Just planning and research, I think, is a massive must, especially if you haven't been before. It can be such a minefield. And if you go and think of just winging it, it's kind of like you waste it then. So I think research and planning, and make sure, like, especially if it's your first time, you do put in rest days and you use them as rest days, because it can be a lot.
There's too much temptation, isn't there, though, when you put in a rest day, but then you go, oh, do you know what? We paid for a ticket. Let's just go anyway.
Yes. That's the problem. And then you just get shattered.
Yeah. Force yourself to do nothing.
Especially if you've got a villa.
Particular times of year, when is like the best and worst times to go, would you say?
I'd say the best time is September, because it generally is the quietest time. And if you go towards the tail end of September, you start to get Food and Wine and Halloween Horror Nights and Mickey's Not So Scary. So you can kind of get all those in whilst it's quieter before it hits October.
And what about worst times? Any times to avoid?
Worst time is just summer, because it's so hot, it's so busy, and it's just the worst time to go.
Does it get, because I've never been like in the peak of summer, does it get really uncomfortable?
Yeah, it does. And obviously with the rain as well, it's just, you're so hot, and then it's going to rain at some point and massively pour it down. And then that just gets annoying. and then it stops, and then it, and then it's hot again. So you dry really quick, but it's just, it's frustrating weather, and it's just the heat makes you really annoyed, and you snap quickly. And you see that a lot going around in the summer. Is it? It seems less magical because people get agitated quicker
in the heat and the tiredness.
Definitely. So yeah, I know it's hard because, especially if you have kids, like we do, you have to go in like the summer. But when we went for the first time, we went in April, and I don't remember it being that busy. I know it's like spring break in that, but maybe we just missed that.
Yeah, it depends. If there was an early Easter, you might have missed the spring break, maybe.
Yeah.
And you mentioned before Halloween Horror Nights. Is Halloween your favourite time of year then over in Orlando?
Yeah, because of food and wine as well, because you can get both. And I love food and wine. So I think that tips it more than Christmas for me.
I do love, this is my new thing actually, is I was just chatting the other day and I was saying, you know what, if I could just have an ideal day at Walt Disney World, and I will ask you this in a moment, your ideal day, but I think it would just be going to Epcot and eating my way around one of the festivals.
Oh yeah, it's just great.
Yeah, everything's just changed. It used to be going on certain attractions and doing stuff, but now it's like, oh, I just quite happily just be there, people watching, eat.
That's just my ideal.
What about other places in Orlando, having spent a lot of your life there? Did you find any other places to go?
When I worked for Disney, we literally, because it was free, just basically went to Disney. Just obviously to did Disney. Universal. I'm not a fan of like rides without theming, so places like Busch Gardens doesn't really interest me.
Yeah.
I just, because I love Disney so much, every sort of day that I had off or after work, we'd just be in the parks.
It sounds like the dream, to be honest. You know, you work for the day and then at night you go, do you know what, should we just nip over to Magic Kingdom and watch the fireworks, and you could just do that.
It was great, and I think on my, especially on my first program, because everything was so new and I had no idea, I don't think I realized how lucky I got it, because Citrus Coast at that point only opened in the evening, so I'd have every day off, work for 4 hours in the evening, and then obviously you can still see Wishes from the Grand Floridian.
Yeah.
And it was just great, whereas some people were working Main Street Magic Kingdom open till 3 a.m. working like 16 hour shifts, and mine was nothing like that.
You did have it cushy that first time round. Yeah,
definitely. I really did.
And it was lovely to hear Wishes being mentioned again on the podcast. We missed that firework display.
Oh, it's my favourite. Nothing will ever be it.
So let's give you your perfect 24 hours at Walt Disney World. You stay in wherever you want, doing whatever you want, park hopping.
So I think if you're doing this in the real world, it would take longer than 24 hours.
Okay.
Just go with me. I'd stay at the Grand Floridian because I never have. That would just be my ideal, to wake up there with like a castle view. It'd be amazing. And then I'd have breakfast at 1900 Park Fair. Because that's one of my favourite character dine-ins. I find the Mad Hatter is just great at interacting, and the food's great. Then I go to Animal Kingdom, quickly do Everest, do Nemo, do Dinosaur. Then I'd quickly hop over to Typhoon Lagoon.
Wow, getting in a water park here. This is a squeezed in day.
I only want to do the wave machine and have a funnel cake.
Okay.
Then go to Epcot and drink around the world and eat around the world.
Yeah.
Then I would go quickly to Magic Kingdom to just do Jungle Splash and Haunted Mansion. Quickly pop to Hollywood Studios, do Tower and Fantasmic.
Okay. Would you not go from Hollywood Studios after Epcot? Is that not a quicker way to go?
Well, because I wanted to do Jungle on that in the light.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
So this is my imaginary day.
Okay, it's your day, Louise. I don't mean to reorganise your plans.
It's all right. I did, but you're right. I did think that, because I am going from Fantasmic back to Magic Kingdom to watch Wishes.
So you're lucky that Fantasmic is on earlier, and then you can make it in time for Wishes.
I'm going
at, say,
to the 8:30 with Fantasmic, and Wishes is on at 10.
Oh, at 10. Okay.
Yeah. So. And then after that, I'm going to the very late Hoop-Dee-Doo at Fort Wilderness.
Talking like 50 years this show's been going. What is it that people love about Hoop-Dee-Doo?
To be honest, I have no idea, because every time I've gone, the free alcohol's got a bit too much. And so we're lucky if we make it to the end of the show.
Is it bottomless drinks?
Yeah.
Well, there
and
you go.
They are not shy in giving you your drinks.
Right. Okay. Maybe I'll put that on my list as well. And apparently the dessert's very good as well, if you make it to dessert.
Yeah. Strawberry shortcake. Yeah. It's great. Oh, it's brilliant. And like my dad's been up on stage and been a fairy. And that was hilarious seeing him in a tutu.
That would put me off. I wouldn't want to get involved. I wouldn't want to be on stage.
You don't have to go, I don't think. But that was my birthday and there was like 30 of us. So I don't think my dad had much choice.
Everyone was like,
go on, Chris.
Next time you go with your own kids, you're probably not going to have a chance to get really drunk a Hoop-Dee-Doo and drink around the world.
This is the thing. Like, I know that Disney World is obviously, Walt built it for families, so they have a place to go together, and there's absolutely that side of Disney, but I am slightly sad that when I go back it will be with children and I won't be able to do Disney quite how I'd like to do it.
But it'd be kind of like a new type of magic for you, new memories.
Yes,
doing it a different way.
Yes, definitely. I think the first time, obviously, we walk into Main Street and they see the castle, or when they see Mickey, or my son loves Buzz Lightyear, I think that will be very special moments. So it will just be, new experiences.
And you'll be able to say, Mum used to work here in that pub.
Yes, I'm so excited to be able to say that. It's like, not many people can say that, so I can't wait to be like, this is where Mummy used to work.
Oh, that'd be so cool. Oh, well, it's been lovely chatting to you, Louise.
Thank you. Lovely to speak to you.
Nice little insight for working with the mouse as well. And have a magical day.
Have a magical day.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Podmagical is where we are on the socials. Do give me a shout if, like Louise, you want to come on the podcast and chat Disney World. We're looking for guests for July time now, so we are quite ahead of ourselves. But if you're going over the next few months, do get in touch. We can get you on as soon as you get back. If you are going over the next few weeks, maybe you're on your way to the airport, maybe you're listening to this and you're packing right now, don't forget to tag us. We love seeing your pictures and your stories, particularly on Instagram. Just tag at Podmagical and we can share them. If you are going, the weather's pretty good. You're getting into the hot, almost humid weather. High 80s, low 90s. There's been a lot of rain around, some of those big Florida thunderstorms. Crowds shouldn't be too bad. Historically, around now, Easter's gone and it's not quite summer yet and spring break's gone and there's no big American public holidays at the minute, so crowds shouldn't be too bad, particularly during the week. Weekends are going to be busy, but particularly during the week you shouldn't be too bad, should be alright. And you've still got the Flower and Garden Festival happening at Epcot as well. The top tip for this episode is, well, it's not really much of a tip, it's just a reminder, especially if you're going for the first time since the pandemic and you've not been since park passes were introduced. I mentioned park passes at the beginning. It's a horrible thing, the park pass system, but if you want to get in a park, you have to make a park pass reservation, and then from 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you can then park hop. It's most likely all the parks will be open for park hopping, but here is something very important to remember, and sometimes people do forget this, or maybe they don't even know it. If you're going to park hop, you can't do it until you've been to your park pass reservation park first. So, for example, you've made a park pass to Animal Kingdom, but you fancy going over to Epcot to see the fireworks. If you've been to Animal Kingdom and it's gone 2 o'clock, it's all right, make your way over to Epcot. But if, say, you have a lie-in or you just want in a pool day, or you've been to Universal and you think, oh, do you know what, we're not going to go into Animal Kingdom, we'll just go over to Epcot for the fireworks at night. You won't get in. If your park pass for that day was Animal Kingdom, if you've not been to Animal Kingdom and magic band your way in, you can't park pass. So if you do want to go to Epcot to see the fireworks, wherever you are, if Animal Kingdom's still open, you better nip over to Animal Kingdom, swipe in, come out, and make your way over to Epcot. So make sure that you've been to your park pass reservation for the day before you park hop. Otherwise, you can't. Do keep in touch. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Podmagical. Do give us a 5-star review as well. We love getting those 5-star reviews. And if you've got any comments, you can leave us a comment as well. And we've got brand new podcasts coming. every other week. A fortnight today. The next one drops. Make sure you subscribe, then you don't miss it. And until next time, please, stand clear of doors.